If you're a leader who's struggled to attract and retain top-tier talent, you're plagued by disengagement and a lack of productivity, even inspiration perhaps for your team, then this podcast is for you. Mach 5 Leadership will focus on the two key engines that will drive your organization to new heights. So strap on your seatbelt. Here's your host, Tom Hiemstra.
Welcome to episode number 8, The Dark Side, Toxic Grenade or Top Gun, which are you? The Dark Side of Leadership, Toxic Darkness. We will shed some light on this darkness, pun intended, and I say that lightheartedly, of course. And Mach 5's motto, to be light, life, and love in order to lead. We stand out as top guns in the toxic darkness, and so can you. The results of the toxic abuse of powers on followers and citizens, employees, family members, are they disheartening, disempowering, disappointing, and disengaging, disconnecting. We see it. We're surrounded by it. We feel it. We know it. But we stand out as quantum leaders. We've heard the phrase abuse of power. We've all heard that old saying, power corrupts. That's not exactly or necessarily true, because we've established our SIMNOG best definition here for leadership. We called real effective leadership the appropriate use of power, judicious use of power, meaning the correct amount. So remember, quantum is not a great amount or a small. It's just an amount. So in quantum leadership, that amount is the power to serve others, putting others first, like the Air Force Academy model. Integrity first, service before self, and excellent in all we do. So not all power corrupts, but when there is no accountability, yes, absolute power corrupts absolutely. You'll hear described throughout this episode as you listen carefully where performance results were generally described in our last episode. See now the specific toxic, deadly, and devastating effects of toxic grenades. Remember, the enemy seeks to kill, steal, yes, rob you of your very life and your dreams, and destroy, always leaving a path of destruction. Absolute power is power where there's no accountability. There's little accountability in today's society, no consequences for bad behavior, and it seems to be getting worse. Lawlessness is destroying downtown America and spreading. But in our episode on power, remember pillar number 4, power, like Spider-Man, we said with great power comes great responsibility, and that's accountability. With leadership power comes great responsibility and accountability. That's the quantum zone performance we need and talked about in our last episode. This episode, we want to talk about the opposite, what the negative performance looks like that we can all relate to and must respond to recognize and understand what is happening and discover what we can do about it. Remember, I said beware, carefully listen and watch anyone posing as a leader with an agenda. Power without accountability, especially when there's a hidden or secret agenda, is dangerous and toxic. Private or secret agendas always highlight or spotlight the abuse and misuse of power. And bad motives are toxic fuel for grenades, leading to bad performance results, death, destruction, depression, dysfunction, despair, demoralized followers, discouraged, disillusioned, and drawn to towards apathy, our followers who don't care anymore and want to give up. There is, however, one specific toxic ingredient that we must identify and address. And yes, you can identify these poor leaders, these toxic grenades, by their agenda, by their performance, behavior, and words. Yes, our job is to identify, stand up, and hold them accountable and live by our higher Top Gun standard. But that toxic ingredient in these grenades is narcissism. For example, our DHS Secretary, Department of Homeland Security, when asked on the weekend about his poor interrelationships with border security and his troops, remember that despite and contrary to video evidence, he accused his own troops of whipping migrants from their horses. And there was video proof in public, televised claim he made that this was not true. Yet he disparaged his own people in public. This is the man who continues to lie, cheat, and steal from the American people, and with his lies distract, change the subject, and cover up to avoid accountability from his personal dereliction of duty. We all know it. However, no one holds him accountable. So what will follow him in his wake? We all know. When asked about his poor interpersonal skills, his answer, I'm very proud of the work. What? Good grief. What? In those first 7 words, remember, 7 represents a number of completeness and wholeness. You can see the complete fraud of this man. It's laughable. He doesn't recognize the fraud he is, like we all do. It's sad. We all tolerate it. Gross lack of self-awareness, gross lack of integrity, gross lack of situation awareness, gross incompetence. Instead of being a servant leader, serving the American people under his oath and paycheck, being out first for people and relationships, like Mach 5's number 2 pillar, he defines his own identity. He tells you his identity in those 7 words. It's not about others. He says, I. He's a narcissist, the most common and powerful characteristic of toxic leaders. And he says, I'm very proud. Well, no kidding. Pride and narcissism in his own accomplishments. He's not for our country. He's not a patriot. He's not for others. Or for the American people whose job it is for him to serve. He's not for others, for his followers, for his own troops and employees on the border patrol. No one comes first before him. He's a toxic leader, and his toxic performance will continue to offer death, destruction, chaos, and disintegration of our country. With his own words, actions, pictures, and video and results, I can't think of a better example. But don't blame him. He's only following. He's taking orders, following the example of his boss, who frequently demeans and intimidates, bullies, or belittles others, sometimes individually or groups of others, sometimes his own followers who, with no voice because they're deliberately silenced and censured, have given up. Like sheep, they follow without thinking, conceding they have no choice, believing the lie, and they think it's their fault, develop a poor self-concept, and further eroding their self-efficacy. They cannot grasp the better values for themselves and are disheartened. With no more empowering beliefs and without truth-filled transformational engines to motivate, they just follow orders. Toxic grenades, cover for the boss, hoping to someday have what he has or be what he is. And the cycle repeats, but unfortunately at an accelerating and alarming rate in our land. The toxic grenade is narcissism, the actions, behavior of leaders who choose to lie, belittle followers, and enrich themselves at the expense of their followers, who are all less fortunate and without a voice or the self-efficacy to shake it off, to dust themselves off, to protect and prosper for themselves. Unethical leadership behavior is arrogant leaders with poor empathy and poor interpersonal skills acting in their own personal self-interest in a manner inconsistent with society's generally agreed upon standards of character, decency, integrity, which also always directly violates clear legal standards, fostering distrust and disconnection. Narcissism is usually that front runner and fatal ingredient to toxic leadership. The intersection or nexus, narcissism and toxic leadership, is not coincidental, but highly significant. Narcissism is even defined by the Mayo Clinic, a mental disorder in insecure people who have an inflated or grandiose sense of their own importance and a deep need for admiration or an insatiable need for self-admiration, praise, and attention. With inflated egos, they see themselves as superior to others, and those with narcissistic personality disorder believe they're superior and have little to no regard for other people. Abusive of power, they're preoccupied with power, beauty, success, living in a fantasy world of self-entitlement, interpersonally exploitive for their own gain, without guilt or shame, and with weak moral character. Toxic grenade leaders are worse in crisis, even ones they create or sustain. They use it to consolidate power and cover their own actions and motives, like COVID, mass narcissism. Hurry, get my power and money. Get it now so I may never have to give it up if COVID goes away someday. Mayors, governors, teachers and teachers' unions, government bureaucrats, the unelected that lust for more power, the environment or crisis can spark this behavior, making it more overt. But it's always worse when there's no accountability. In Greek mythology, Narcissus is a young hunter who becomes obsessed with his own reflection in a pool of water to the point where he drowns in it. Today, the newest pandemic might be the countless people around the world following Narcissus. They're similarly obsessed, like selfie images and posting them on social media. Unwittingly, some drown in their own cesspool or self-pool. And the United States is suffering from an epidemic of narcissism, according to authors Gene Twenge and Keith Campbell. And the rise of narcissism is accelerating, also known as toxic meism. America's unknowingly falling down that rabbit hole. Narcissistic leaders need to be admired. They require constant attention. They overestimate their achievers and oftenly are overly isolated in their basements or noticeably absent when duty calls. In 2012 was the first time the Army doctrine defined toxic leaders, better known as toxic grenades, as those who consistently use dysfunctional behaviors to deceive, intimidate, coerce, or unfairly punish others to get what they want for themselves. Culture is negatively impacted by belittling, disrespectful, and caustic interaction, and the results of that interaction are detrimental to morale, effectiveness, and the organization's culture, such as the morale and well-being of soldiers. Contrast that with servant leadership, where the focus is on facilitating for followers, for the achievement of their goals and dreams, and for their max potential. Costs accumulate when military members are driven out of the service, either from separation through desertion or resignation and failure to enlist. Losing valuable experience, the cost to recruit and provide basic training for one replacement is over $100,000, not including any specialized training required. In 2007, almost 9 of every 1,000 service members in the Army actually deserted, many due to the stress of toxic leadership. The corporate world estimates the cost of what they call workplace bullying from CBS Money Watch costs U.S. companies $64 billion, while Psychology Today reported the number to be closer to $200 billion a year. Included in these estimates are excessive absenteeism, reduced productivity, increased healthcare costs, reduced loyalty, workers' compensation, high turnover, and associated hiring and training costs. It's estimated at 35%. 35% of the U.S. civilian workforce has experienced bullying, including intimidations, insults, threats, and unreasonable work demand. A 2010 survey of Army leadership found more than 80% of Army officers, non-commissioned officers, and civilians surveyed had directly observed a toxic leader in the last year, and another 20% of the respondents said they worked directly for one. In a recent survey conducted at the Command General Staff College, estimated up to 18% of Army leaders could be considered toxic. Toxic grenades are driven by self-centered careerism at the expense of their subordinates and unit, and their style is abusive, dictatorial, promoting an unhealthy organizational culture and climate. Toxic leaders are very boastful, arrogant, they think they're always right, menacing and manipulative. The destructive behavior of toxic leaders and their dysfunctional personal qualities generate and spread a significant, long-lasting, poisonous influence on culture. Toxic leaders bully. They're screamers and abusive. They kiss up to their superiors. They kick down at their subordinates. They are get-aheaders with respect to their peers, using ruthless tactics to get ahead. They hoard power. They bully. They're screamers and abusive. They never accept blame and never share glory, but also show no care or concern for subordinate, being arrogant, controlling, commanding, hypocritical, self-absorbed, and cutthroat. Those toxic grenades of destructive behaviors and dysfunctional interpersonal skills bring a lasting poisonous effect on individuals, families, organizations, communities, and even entire societies. The military's mandatory anthrax vaccine on all 2.5 million troops in 1998-99 is another case study example. As a whistleblower trying to protect my troops, six had already died in America from the shot. I was testifying when evidence showed over 200 pilots were separating to avoid taking an untested, unsafe, unproven, unnecessary, uncontrolled, unethical, and unlawful shot. At the time and at that rate, I told Congress they might lose thousands of pilots when it cost $6 million apiece. $6 million apiece to replace each one, potentially costing America billions. But the toxic leaders continued. This was the perfect platform to test their vaccine program, the mandatory aspects of their vaccine program, and the enriching idea for pharmaceuticals and corrupt leaders for future mandatory vaccinations, like the semi-mandatory COVID vaccine for all 300 plus million Americans. Leaves much for us to consider. A toxic work environment is one where negative behaviors such as manipulation, bullying, yelling, and so on are so intrinsic to the culture of the organization that they show a lack of productivity, a lack of trust, high stress levels, infighting, and discrimination beyond the norm. Toxic leadership is destructive to team members and the overall workplace. It's a selfish abuse of power. Toxic leadership is a combination of self-centered attitudes, motivations, and behaviors that have adverse effects on subordinates. So what happens when a toxic leader in the cockpit of a helicopter sitting there as an instructor, someone who believes, lives, behaves, and acts like the rules don't apply to him, above the law, above the rules, sounds dangerous in the cockpit, right? Whether he's solo or a team or crew member. Unfortunately, a very close friend of mine, Rick, from my college days where we spent three very close years together virtually every day. Rick had just finished the Air Force helicopter pilot flying course and earned his certificate rating on the helicopter. Him and his wife were even packed up, ready to move, having received their orders to ship out for duty in his new job. But he was scheduled to fly with our narcissistic, toxic grenade, the instructor leader. These type of instructors are screamers, and I hated flying with them every time I had to. Where you can imagine my performance suffered, and so does everyone's. So Rick, flying out over the desert mountains with around seven people on board, if I remember right, toxic grenade instructor was dissatisfied, perhaps impatient with how my buddy, no longer a student, but he's outranked by this toxic instructor. Anyway, how he executed a turn, for instance. So the toxic instructor aggressively took command of the helicopter, immediately turned the aircraft without coordinating or communicating to the crew, where the team would normally participate and assist with that maneuver. But the instructor yanked the controls abruptly, taking over, but in the handoff, overstressed the helicopter's structural limits, overjing the limits of the fuel tanks that ripped apart, immediately burst and exploded, killing all seven occupants as they fell to the earth or crashed. That was the first year of my Air Force career as a pilot, and welcome to the United States Air Force. Sadly, I missed Rick's funeral. Very sadly, I found out about it too late. So please, if we could, take a moment of silence right now, as I do, to remember those like Rick who die for their country when we're not even at war. They're willing to make the supreme sacrifice as servant leaders, not expecting to on a nice, peaceful day like today, but willing. And of course, those who die serving in battle, our military deserves great admiration and a respect for their willingness, their love of country, and you and I, their willingness to serve and, if need be, sacrifice at all. So if we could just take a pause. A Top Gun servant leader might have to take shrapnel someday for a toxic grenade leader to protect his own troops. Those in service make sacrifices so others can survive. They reach so that others can survive and reach their maximum potential and destiny. I know there's a lot of heartbreak out there. There's frustration and failure. Loss surrounds us. Lost lives, lost dreams, lost hope. Blatant, out of control, lawlessness. It's pervasive. We see it personally and professionally. The lust for power, money, and more selfishness. We all feel let down, corruption, and incompetence. There's toxic work cultures. It brings toxicity to our lives. Loss of dreams, loss of hope, hopelessness. Leaders who have put self above all else. Leadership losses, one and all. But we can detoxify. We're not helpless. We're not hopeless, especially quantum leaders. We can be light, life, and love. With being light, we're enlightened with new truth on our situation and the circumstances we find ourselves in. We have light and have become light in the darkness that's clouding our path. Light is more powerful than darkness. We can be life. Life offers us a new lease every day with a paradigm shift. That shift in mindset where even principles applied will become a new life itself. And then the results of those principles applied. And love, like Southwest Airlines symbol and the servant leadership style, love others more than yourself and serve them. So the old thinking and understanding the laws we live with every day, natural laws, the laws of motion in the physical world, have us where we are today, reaching many limits. We can do better. This, the chaos and destruction, is only temporal, not eternal. We're not living a finite Newtonian game. The quantum world brings the infinite game to our doorstep. We can still lead from behind in a toxic, abusive leader situation. We can be a Mach 5 quantum leader. Lives are at stake, and the quality of lives are at stake. So recognize the need to transition and what to transition to, the supernatural, quantum, synergistic world of leadership. In Mach 5's view, it starts with a clear identity, great relationships and people, two powerful motivations, engines, servant leadership, and transformational leadership, and then the power and performance that result, those five pillars to Mach 5's quantum leadership. There is a quantum leadership solution for all of us, and number one is accountability. Also, training, education, and tools for evaluation, feedback, and structure and institutionalized and organizations for culture improvement. And once again, accountability. So start at home with yourself. Be accountable. Be a leader. Add accountability to your family, your kids, even your adult kids. Hold them accountable, even for the little things. Do so in a wise manner, of course, with love, peace, and service at your core and your heart. But do it early before the little things become extreme and grow into another mass classroom shooting. That's an extreme, I know. And I'm very blunt. I apologize for that. But I believe accountability, and we can check, would have made a difference and many of the crimes and darkness that cloud our lives. And I believe the future of our country partly depends on this theme of accountability. We cannot tolerate apathy any longer where lives are at stake. And remember the five circles of influence from the giant worldwide. After you and your family taking a stand for accountability, then comes your team, your group organization, and finally, yes, our community from grassroots to great nation. You know, we all try to get. We try to get a lot of good things, good job, good education, a wife or a husband, my family, money, nice clothes, nice cars, nice houses, but let's get accountability. You have tools. You have knowledge. I know you're a smart audience. You know a lot of stuff. You even know more from my podcast on quantum leadership. But please, with all you're getting, please get understanding. So put it to use. Put your knowledge and now understanding to use. Demand accountability. Ask questions. Why? Why? Get understanding. Pursue accountability. And lastly, I thank you so much for joining me on this quantum leadership journey. It's a privilege and an honor to be with you, to be on your team. See you there where the air is rare and the quantum zone.
So that's it for today's episode of Mach 5 Leadership. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcast. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 value private VIP day with Tom Hiemstra himself. Be sure to head on over to Mach5Leadership.com and pick up a free copy of Tom's gift. And join us on the next episode.